We are up to Simen Tov Kuf Tes Zayin, and we'll be doing the entire Simen. Sif Alef Mutar L'Shloach L'Afer B'Yontif. Now we're no longer talking about things that a non-Jew brought in the middle of Yontif. We're talking about one Jew sending another Jew a gift on Yontif. So you're allowed to send him on Yontif Behema Chaya V'Of, an animal or a bird. Afilu Chayim, even though they're alive, because you can shech them. The Mishtabura speaks out that according to the Shittas that Muktzeh is Asur on Yontif, which we are Machmir for, we're talking about a behema that was meant for slaughtering, for Shechita, not a behema that was really you were using to for the sake of a cow that you had for its babies. The same thing, it's got to be a chicken that you, a hen, that you did not keep on an egg farm. This was a chicken that was ready for Shechita. So all these things are roi on Yontif, because Shechita is mutar on Yontif. Afilu chayim, v'yenos u'shmanim, wine, oil, siltos, flour, v'kitnius, beans. Avalot tvua, but not grain, l'fi shemuchoser es tchina, because it needs grinding. Shemalach asur b'yontif, so you can't send it. Now, even though you could possibly toast the grain, that's not what it's there for. Similarly, when it comes to barley, you can give it to the other person's animals, but that's not what it's there for. What if your friend needs some sa'orim, he needs some barley for his animals? So the halachi is you're allowed to send him in a place where there's an Erev, and some are machmer even in that. Siv Beis, kol davar shemutar l'shloach b'yontav l'yishalchenu b'shura. You don't send it you don't send it with a group of people, v'hainu. Gimel b'nei adam o yoser, three or more people, ze achar ze, one after the other, in a row, nosin kula min echad, aval kol echad nosin min achar, kol echad nosin min echad muter. If it's just one min that you're sending with three people, then it's not a problem. It means it should not look like a massive chilul yontif. Siv Gimel, Mishalchim kelim afalpi shenim tfurim. You're allowed to send clothing that are not sewed. Shem ruim li shayin aleim, because you can rest yourself on them. Vafil yeshbem kelayim imeim kashim. Even if they're kelayim, the shatnez, if they're hard. The halacha is that clothing that you don't wear, it's only something that you're leaning on, that's only asur midrabbanan, and they only asur it when it's very soft, so it curls up around you. Whereas simply standing on something hard that is made of shatnez is not a problem. So the same thing over here, clothing that is shatnez would not be also to send on yontif if you could possibly use it just to stand on. So if it's not soft, it'll be mutter. U'mishalchim tefillin, you're allowed to send tefillin. Kimin sheruim lanicham b'chol. Now one second, what happened to the yisr of hachana? You're preparing for the weekday, no one's going to wear tefillin on yontif. The answer is that you get pleasure in bringing the tefillin, so that it's not considered achana, it's considered something that's being used right now. Hagav achol ki yotzu b'seh, afilu derech rishus harabim, you're allowed to send it even derech rishus harabim. The Mishtabur brings a mi'iri in the name of a Yerushalmi, not to send golden jewelry on Shabbos, whereas the Shita Mekubetzes in the name of the Ritva is matir.